here at the 2019 Solero FinTech Conference in this beautiful place called Montreal. And in the studio lounge is Mr. Len Hendricks from Solero, wearing your brand new Exchange t-shirt. Well done.
Yes, thank you.
Tell us a little, before we get started, tell us about Exchange. So we just heard the announcement this morning.
Yes, so Solero's launched a new brand, Solero Exchange, which is our middleware integration layer. So it's built on Enterprise Service Bus that we've been working on the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. So today we decided to put it forward as a brand to the market that we can use for everyone and mm-hmm. really try and capture the, the ecosystem capabilities that we've been building for the last couple of years.
Yeah. We had the folks from eBankit in here who are kind of partnering with you guys on this, and it's really interesting to hear their perspective. And what's your perspective on it based on why did you guys do this? What kind of what prompted this partnership, and where do you see it going forward?
Yeah, well, we had started on the Exchange side on integration quite some time ago, and really our interest was how do we enable credit unions to chart their own path without having to worry about core banking changes or having to engage someone like us to really make those changes for them. And that's always a long, slow process mm-hmm. with a lot of testing. And so we wanted to abstract them from all of that. In order for us to do that, we created a middleware layer and really enabled a large portion of our core banking transactions to connect through APIs. And then that way enable third parties to then consume those APIs and deliver whatever features they wanted to do. So we had started on that journey well before we started with eBankit, mm-hmm. but what was really nice is it really helped speed up the delivery because we already had a whole pile of those APIs ready. And mm-hmm. so when we started working on them, we were just reusing existing APIs gotcha. Instead of having to start from scratch, mm-hmm. which most credit unions, unfortunately, often have to do.
Right. That takes time, and these days we don't have time.
That's right.
Technology is moving pretty darn fast, as you well know. So where do you guys go from here with it? Obviously, it's going to speed things up for credit unions here in Canada. And what are the next steps in the partnership?
We're super excited, both with eBankit. We're building out all the APIs that we need for eBankit's platform to work, mm-hmm. both consumer and business. We are using the CUFX standard, so the CUNA group that sponsors CUFX. We started using that about 2 years ago. And so everything we do, as much as possible, is done in that standard, mm-hmm. and we provide the CUFX committees back all the updates that we're making okay. so that they have them and can incorporate them back into the product. We don't think it's a Canadian thing. We think we collectively, credit unions should work together, and a lot of the work that we've done, we feel will benefit others.
Agreed.
Across North America, for sure.
Yeah, because CUFX started in the States originally, and then but you enlightened me earlier or before the recording, saying that you guys were one of the first ones on board as well, being a Canadian organization.
Yeah, we were early.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, we were early in the process, and I'll give a shout out to Brian Bedell. We met Brian a few times, and he was the one that kind of said, you guys really should look at this. It's a up and coming sort of standard and way to connect, and we embraced it, and I think we've really had some great success using it. So certainly a huge supporter of CUFX, just open API standards generally. We think that for credit unions to compete, they're going to have to be able to be nimble. And in order to be nimble, you need some of those open capabilities to get your fintechs, your third parties to engage.
Well, that actually, empowers credit unions too. Giving them the power to pick and choose who they want to work with instead of having kind of a closed ecosystem or limited to only these over here type of thing.
Right.
So this kind of opens up the floodgates for them. They're like, hey, we can work with them, we can work with them.
Yep.
This bodes well for our membership who has this unique need that they need to be filled, so we can work with that company and there won't be any hurdles to jump over, so to speak.
That's right. And so an easy example for us, we had partnered with QCash while ago.
Ben and QCash.
Yeah, with Ben and his company, and we used that. And so we, Solero, curated it, if you want to call it that. Mm-hmm. So we've done some of the base config, and we get it ready to go. But the advantage to our customers is if they don't like that solution, so that for whatever reason they don't like that vendor, they are free to consume anyone else.
Right on.
So our customers as well aren't locked into the solutions that we as an organization think are the ones they should use. I mean, we have an opinion, but it doesn't mean it's the right opinion. And if they have a particular niche or a particular need that they want to meet with some other company, we're absolutely enabling them to do that. And we'll publish out the standard, and their third party can consume that standard, and off they go. And we do have examples of that already, where our credit unions have decided to pursue a different path, and that's awesome, because at the end of the day, some of that diversity is really going to help differentiate one credit union to another. We can't all be the same.
Completely, yeah. And every credit union is like, you know, it's kind of like a fingerprint. They're all, I mean, we're all on the same mission, but they're all different in some form or fashion. So this is great to give them that openness, so to speak, to do business. And that's, I think it's the right way to do business as well, you know?
Yeah, and it's interesting. It really helps level the playing field for some of the smaller credit unions.
Yeah.
So our first deployment of QCash was with a credit union that has about $60 million in assets. Very small credit union, but had a very strong need for that particular solution. Mm-hmm. And so that's awesome, right? They were able to meet that need at a price point they could afford and really serve their members in the way they wanted to serve.
Right, and that's great for business for them, because they're doing, you know, what their narrow niche allows them to do.
So that's right.
Good stuff. All right, Lynn, anything else to add? I mean, there's a lot on the plate here, I'm sure, but anything else to add to wrap up here?
No, just thanks for coming to join us in Moria, and we hope you have some smoked meat while you're here.
We'll do our best. All right, Lynn, thanks again. Appreciate the time.
You bet.
Lynn Hendricks, Solero CTO. Go check him out. He's a good guy.